Masturbators is performed in front of a live social media audience. We are a mature podcast to talk about mature things. This is definitely not kid friendly. We warrant you. Anything that we say about anything is our own personal opinions, not the opinions of anyone else. Any clips we use is not ours. We're just borrowing for the show. Thank you and have a nice day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents Breakfast 101, one-on-one. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I am with a good friend, Casey Box. Hello, Casey. How you doing?
It is my 12-hour Friday, which means I have no more 12-hour shifts until next week. Mm-hmm. I just have a 4-hour shift, and then I'm off for the weekend. And, well, I'll address the other stuff later. But I got some podcast recordings coming up, and going to be a good time, so I'm happy to be here, and I love doing the one-on-ones.
Well, thank you again for coming on. I think this is your second one-on-one, I think, we are doing classic rock. Now, at the time of recording, we are doing the overall 104 fan voting classic rock, and it's the same bracket, but we are almost at the second round. They got one more to post, and then we are going to be done. So we're going to see if Casey, what Casey thinks about this classic rock. This is all Casey's voting. Nobody else can vote with him. This is all his. However, though, a couple things. First things first, I reseed every round. So the highest seed will always play the lowest seed. He can allow me to, if there's a matchup that he doesn't care about, or he doesn't, or it's too hard for him, he can allow me to pick for him. But however, though, he has to live with that pick because, again, never know who's going to play who until I say so. Also, there's a bye for the top seed in the fourth round, and there's a bye for the bottom part in the quarterfinals. And then, like always, we will have a third place game for the losers of the finals. Or the quarterfinals, sorry. So, Casey, are you ready?
I was born ready.
All right. So, first things first, let's do the play-ins. So, we have One Way or Another by Blondie versus You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by a BTO.
And just for future edification, Dre did not make these rankings.
There you go.
Because I have a feeling I'm going to get pissy a lot in the first round here. But I fully respect the fact that Dre did not make these rankings.
I did not make these rankings.
And even this one is a shit fucking matchup because I like both songs. Mm-hmm. But BTO.
Last playing game. You have Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash or Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
Oh. As overdone as it is, I still got to go with Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
And technically, I mean, these are classic rock, so all these are technically overdone. Well, all right. So for the actual bracket, got number one, Bubba O'Reilly by The Who versus number 100, Rocky Mountain High by Joe Walsh. And if I say any of this, any name wrong or title wrong, please let me know. Because, again, I could do that from time to time.
Yeah, and some of them could get kind of complicated because there's some alcoholic druggies writing music back in the day. Mm-hmm. Not that we're against that, but yeah, this one's easy for me. It's Bob O'Reilly.
And Bob O'Reilly will play You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by BTO in the next row. Yeah, number two, Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. Verse number 99, Locomotive Breath or Breathe or Breath by Jethro Tull.
Led Zeppelin.
And Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin will play Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. Number three, Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd versus number 98, Running with the Devil, Van Halen.
Only because I know this isn't going to affect my total outcome. I think because I've already done when you posted the bracket, my bracket, mm-hmm. I'm going to change it up and go against my Southern Rock classic win and go with Running with the Devil.
Okay. Number four, You Shook Me All Night by AC/DC. You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. Verse number 97, Manic Depression, Jimi Hendrix.
AC/DC. All day long on that one.
And AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long, will play Running with the Devil in the next round. Speaking of Jimi Hendrix, number five, Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix. Verse number 96, More Than a Feeling, Boston.
Purple Haze, that's classic, Jimmy.
Number six, Give Me Shelter, the Rolling Stones. Verse number 95, Bad to the Bone, George Thorogood.
Oh, God, I love both of these songs. I hate this. Bad to the Bone.
Did you pick?
Yeah, Bad to the Bone.
And Bad to the Bone will play Purple Haze in the next round. Number seven, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, versus number 94, Suzy Q, CCR.
Yeah, no offense, Creedence, but they're not getting past Bohemian Rhapsody in the first round. No chance in hell. Bohemian Rhapsody.
My go-to karaoke song, God's truth. Number eight, Start Me Up, Rolling Stones. Or number 93, Sunshine of Your Love, Cream.
Oh, God. Start Me Up.
Number nine, Old Time Rock and Roll, Bob Seger, versus number 92, America Woman, The Guess Who.
Old Time Rock and Roll.
Number 10, Back in Black, AC/DC, versus number 91, Show Me the Way, Peter Frampton.
Back in Black.
Number 11, Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. Verse number 90, Home Sweet Home, Motley Crue.
What was the first one again?
Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
Stairway to Heaven.
I think that I'm going to be the only person, and I'm pretty sure Stairway to Heaven won in our fan voting, but I think I'll pick Home Sweet Home, actually.
Home Sweet Home is a great song too. Yeah.
No. It's definitely your pick. So don't worry about number 12, A Day in the Life, The Beatles. Verse number 89, Blackwater, The Dobby Brothers.
I'm gonna go with Blackwater, only because I don't think that is the greatest classic rock song from the Beatles.
Okay. Blackwater will play Bohemian Rhapsody in the next round. Number 13, Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard. For number 88, White Rabbit, Jefferson Airplane.
So I believe when I voted for this one on the actual thread, I referred to it by what I'm going to refer to it tonight as, and I'm voting for the classic stripper anthem, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Number 14, Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Bridge number 87, Casey Jones, Grateful Dead.
Freebird.
Every time I hear Freebird, think about Freebird, think about Forrest Gump. Number 15, Carry On Wayward Son, Kansas. Bridge number 86, Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac.
God, this one I hate a lot because Go Your Own Way is one of my all-time favorite Fleetwood Mac songs. Mm-hmm. And Carry On My Wayward Son is a huge part of one of my all-time favorite TV shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas.
Number 16, Hotel California, Eagles. For number 85, Jukebox Heroes, Foreigner. Yeah.
Hotel California.
And some of these were extremely hard. Like, outside of a lot of other music brackets, so these are extremely hard. 17, Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses. Verse number 84, Break On Through, The Doors.
You're not lying either, because a lot of these are pure. Oh my God. This matchup sucks. Sweet Child of Mine.
And I'm sorry if I have technical difficulties. Number 18, Maggie May, Rod Stewart. Verse number 83, I Want You to Want Me, Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick.
All right. And I Want You to Want Me will play Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. Number 19, Fortunate Son, CCR. Verse number 82, Time, Pink Floyd.
Fortunate Son.
Number 20, Jack and Diane, John Mellencamp. Verse number 81, Honky Tonk Woman, Rolling Stones.
Jack and Diane.
Number 21, Born to Be Wild, Steppenwolf. Verse number 80, Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd.
Born to Be Wild.
Number 22, Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. Verse number 79, Whipping Post, Allman Brothers.
Born to Run.
Well, so far you've been not going against the grain a lot.
No.
Number 23, Proud Mary, CCR. Verse number 78, Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult.
And we're going to go against the grain and go with Don't Fear the Reaper.
And don't fear the Reaper will play old time roll in the old time rock and roll in the next round. Number 24, Hey Jude by the Beatles. Verse number 77, All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix.
Jimmy.
And All Along the Watchtower will play Back in Black by AC/DC in the next round.
Oh, Lord.
Number 25, Radar Love. Can you hear me?
You broke up. You froze in the middle of it.
Yeah, so number 25, Radar Love, Golden Earring, versus number 76, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, The Hollies.
Radar Love.
Number 26, Casimir, Led Zeppelin. Verse number 75, Barracuda Heart. And Barracuda will play Stairway to Heaven in the next round. Number 27, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. Or number 74, Tom Sawyer, Rush.
Living on a Prayer.
My only Rush song I know is Tom Sawyer. And I actually went to a Rush concert in New York. My friend, I was in New York and I was just bored. Some friends said, come to a concert with me. I said, all right, cool. Did not know any of the songs. The last song, and it was Tom Sawyer. It's like, oh, I know this song. Rockin' the Free World, Neil Young. With number 73, Black Betty, Ram Jam.
Shit. Black Betty.
And Black Betty will play Pour Some Sugar on Me in the next round. Number 29, Paranoid by Black Sabbath. Verse number 72, Slow Ride by Foghat.
Paranoid.
Number 30, Foxy Lady, Jimi Hendrix. Verse number 71, Feel Like Making Love, Bad Company.
Foxy Lady.
Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Queenie.
Number 31, LA Woman, The Doors. Verse number 70, Black Dog, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Lord. LA Woman.
I've got to say, these get harder and harder.
It ain't getting easier when you get to the second round either, because making these rankings.
Mm-hmm. Number 32, Lila, Derek and the Dominoes. Or number 69, Lola, The Kinks.
Layla.
Number 33, American Pie, Don McLean, versus number 68, Rocky Man, Elton John.
I'm so gonna get shit over this one, and yes, that's what she said. I can almost guarantee you my freaking DMs are going to blow up as soon as I say this, but bye-bye Rocket Man, American Pie.
I mean, American Pie was ranked higher.
It was, and I know Rocket Man is a great song. I love American Pie more.
Okay. Number 34, Nice and White Satin, Moody Blues versus number 67, Goodbye Blue Sky, Pink Floyd.
Nice and White Satin. You don't know. Decorate your Christmas tree.
Number 35, Sweet Emotion, Aerosmith. Versus number 66, Ramblin' Man, Allman Brothers Band.
Ramble Man. Me too, what?
And Ramblin' Man will play Freebird in the next round.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, you did. At least the next one, anyway. Number 36, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Written number 65, Tiny Dancer, Elton John.
Tiny Dancer.
Now, did you say
Are you Tiny happy now, Queenie?
Say Tiny yeah. Dancer or Tony Danza?
Well, yeah, obviously Tony Danza.
And Tiny Dancer will play Carry On My Wayward Son in the next round. Number 37, LaGrange, ZZ Top. Number 64, Young Americans, David Bowie.
David Bowie.
And David Bowie will play Hotel California in the next round.
Lord, what the fuck am I doing?
Number 38, Iron Man, Black Sabbath. Verse number 63, All Right Now, Free.
Iron Man.
Now, you know it's not Marvel Iron Man, right?
Well, yeah, obviously. Well, even though Iron Man is a part of the movie, but...
Yeah. Number 39, A Whole Lot of Love, Led Zeppelin. Verse number 62, Renegade by the Sticks.
Whole Lot of Love.
Number 40, Bad Company by Bad Company. Or 61, Space Odyssey, David Bowie.
Space Oddity.
And Space Oddity will play Sweet Child of Mine in the next round.
I noticed somebody got her damn Elton John pick, and now all of a sudden she's all quiet and shit. Oh, there you go.
Be careful what you wish for. I voted Bowie. Be careful what you wish for. Just What I Needed, The Cars versus Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, I'm going off the rails with this pick and picking Crazy Train.
And Crazy Train will play A Fortunate Son at TTR. Number four. Glad the way he said it. Number 42, Magic Carpet Ride, Steppenwolf. Breaking number 59, Stranglehold, Ted Nugent.
Nugent.
And
boo you, lady.
Ted Nugent will play Jack and Diane in the next round.
Oh, Lord.
Number 43, Enter the Sandman, Metallica. Versus number 58, Rock You Like a Hurricane, Scorpions.
Enter Sandman.
I'm telling everybody this right now on live social media and on podcast land that I will be doing Enter the Sandman for karaoke one day. Just like Amanda wants to do Sky Doesn't Know, I want to do Enter the Sandman one day.
I'm not going to lie. The day Amanda does Scotty Doesn't Know for karaoke, I better be there live. And
all right. Number 44, Purple Rain, Prince. Rhythm of 57, Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple.
Okay, first of all, Enter Sandman is like 31 years old, so that is considered classic rock, Amanda. So you just zip it. And again, Dre did not make these rankings. So, okay, what was the matchup again?
44, Purple Rain, Prince versus number 57, Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple.
Oh, I could so be a dick right now.
This is your bracket. You're only going to be a dick to you.
it would be a dick to me too, but at the same time, I love one of my favorite pastimes is poking the sleeping bear. Mm-hmm. And I know if I go Smoke on the Water, I will probably never have a co-host on An Evening at the Movies ever again. So, no, I can't. Fucking Purple Rain is Purple Rain, and it's one of the greatest fucking songs of all time.
So, Purple Rain?
Yes, Purple Rain.
The podcast, somebody did a 101 for 80s music before you came on. And I was trying to see, ask her, is Purple Rain actually rock?
I'm not 100%. That was part of the reason why I was thinking maybe Smoke on the Water in my head. But, I mean, a lot of stuff in the 80s, I don't necessarily know if you can consider rock.
I didn't change anything on the list, so I just kept it. But, I mean, it's on here, so. All right. Number 45, Like a Rolling Stone, Bob Dylan, versus number 56, You Really Got Me by the Kinks.
Kinks. And that Amanda actually poses a good question though too. What would you call it if it's not rock?
I'm not saying this is not rock, but a lot of people don't think it's rock. I mean,
so people can make the argument for that it's rock. People can make the argument that it would probably be considered pop.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like the Silence of the Lambs debate or horror. If Silence of the Lambs is a horror movie, or is it just no, it's a thriller. But You Really Got Me by the Kinks will play Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf in the next round. Sawson's a Swing, number 46, Sawson's a Swing by Dire Straits versus number 55, Everybody Wants Some, Van Halen.
Van Halen.
And Van Halen will play Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen in the next round. And why do I never see people comments on this live, but I do on everyone else's? What? Huh? Oh, it depends on Dwayne. I think you might have to go on mine because I think that. Well, I'm not sure. I'm not gonna lie. I think he's on. Or either they're on my personal page or on Masturbator page. So, but I don't know. But it is on two. It's on Masturbator page and my page, so that could be it as well. All right, but Casey, Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks or 54, Walk This Way, Aerosmith?
Walk This Way.
And Walk This Way will play Radar Love in the next round. And that's on my on the link I sent on the messenger is on my personal page, not the Masturbators page.
Don't what me. This is my bracket, not yours. You can claim classic rock and do your own bracket, woman.
Okay. With that being said, number 48, Brown Eyed Girl, Van Morrison, versus number 53, Turn the Page, Bob Seger.
Brown eyed girl.
We got two more. Number 49, Free Falling, Tom Petty. Verse number 52, The Joker's Steve Miller Band.
Free Falling.
So I'm not going to lie to you. That matchup was probably the hardest one for me in the first round. I love both of those songs very, very much. And actually, you know, I'm not going to lie, people hate this as well. I probably like the John Mayer version of Free Falling better than Tom Petty's. But it is what it is. And last but not least, got fit number 50, Photograph, Def Leppard. Verse number 51, The Boys Are Back in Town, Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy.
All right. So that means that Thin Lizzy will play Living on a Prayer in the next round, which means that Free Falling will play Paranoid in the next round, which means that Brown Eyed Girl will play Foxy Lady in the next round. Purple Rain will play L.A. Woman in the next round. Enter the Sandman will play Lila in the next round. Whole Lotta Love will play American Pie in the next round. And Iron Man will play Nice and White Satin in the next round. Case, you ready for round two?
I hope, because I did make these rankings and this is all on me now.
Amanda said, what the fuck, Dre? And I don't know what that's for.
Exactly.
I don't know what the fuck that Dre's for, but...
comment okay. With context, woman.
All right. So, Casey, Bubba O'Reilly, The Who versus You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by BTO.
Bubba O'Reilly.
Oh, she's okay. So I want to give context for people that's going to listen, not hear. Amanda said, "What the fuck?" Because of that John Mayer comment. Listen, the John Mayer comment. The first time I ever heard that song, "Free Falling," God is truth. All right, I'm from a very very urban place where most of just rap and hip hop. So me hearing "Free Falling" for the first time was the John Mayer version. So it stuck to me. I'm not saying Petty's not good, and I love Petty's, but I like John Mayer. I do. I actually do like John Mayer. I like a lot of John Mayer stuff. It's just me. And Casey Jones did make the rankings, but it lost in the first round, according to Casey.
Uh-huh.
All right. Rocking.
What?
Well, I said I love John. Yeah. Listen, I love John Mayer. He said John Mayer's like a hipster Muppet.
That's what I was wedding about. And she needs to go freaking smoke some weed and put up some Christmas lights.
Oh man, I'd love to do the first part. Anyway, so listen, rock and roll Led Zeppelin versus Rock and Roll All Night, Kiss.
Kiss.
And Rock and Roll All Night will play Bubba O'Reilly in the next round. You Shook Me Up All Night Long, AC/DC versus Running with the Devil, Van Halen.
AC/DC.
Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix, or Bad to the Bone, George Thorogood. Thorogood.
Why am I dead to you, Dwayne?
You Shook Me Up All Night, AC/DC. Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix, or Bad to the Bone, George Thorogood.
Purple Haze.
Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, or Blackwater, Dobby Brothers.
That's not even a contest, in my opinion.
You want to say what it is?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Start Me Up, Rolling Stones, or I Want You to Want Me, Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick.
And Cheap Trick will play You Shook Me Up All Night by AC/DC in the next round. Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger or Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult.
I need some more cowbell in my bracket, so Don't Fear the Reaper.
And okay, the Doobie Brothers. Okay, I got the Doobie Brothers now, not Doobie. Okay, I got it. All right. Which I'm about to smoke one after this. Don't Fear the Reaper will play Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix in next round.
Oh, fuck me.
Back in Black, AC/DC, or All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, I bet you do. Back in Black.
Do, 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 do. That now it's in my head. Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin, or Barracuda Heart.
Barracuda.
And Barracuda will play Bohemian Rhapsody in the next round. Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard, or Black Betty, Ram Jam.
Pour Some Sugar. I voted Barracuda on you.
Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd, or Ramblin' Man, Allman Brothers Band.
Okay. No. You Are My Sister from Another Mister. That song will never play while you're around then. I don't need that mental image in my head.
Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd? Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd? Or Ramblin' Man, Allman Brothers Band?
Freebird. Fucking Amanda threw me off with that My Stripper song.
Carry On My Wayward Son, Kansas, versus Tiny Dancer, Elton John.
Carry On My Wayward Son.
Hotel California, Eagles, or Young American, David Bowie?
Hotel California. Amanda, what? Again, context with your comments, woman.
People are not a fan of your bracket, buddy.
Well, evidently, Dwayne and freaking Amanda hate my guts now.
All right, Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses, or Space Oddity, David Bowie.
Bowie.
And David Bowie will play Back in Black by AC/DC in the next round.
Because I voted Tiny Dancer out?
Fortunate Son, CCR, or Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne? Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy.
And Ozzy will play Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard in the next round. Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp or Stranglehold by Ted Nugent?
Stranglehold.
And Stranglehold will play Freebird in the next round.
Hmm.
Born to Be Wild, Steppenwolf, or You Really Got Me by the Kinks?
Steppenwolf.
Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen, or Everybody Wants Some, Van Halen?
Born to Run.
Radar Love, Golden Earring, or Walk This Way, Aerosmith?
Aerosmith.
And Walk This Way, we'll play Carry On My Wayward Son in the next round. Living on the Prayer, Bon Jovi, or The Boys Are Back in Town, Thin Lizzy?
Bon Jovi.
I actually met Bon Jovi before when I was a kid. Cool guy. Yeah, he owned the Soul, which is a arena football team. Gave us tickets and everything.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Paranoid by Black Sabbath or Free Falling by Tom Petty? Or, just to fuck with Amanda, Free Falling by John Mayer.
Oh, Lord. Free Falling by Tom Cruise.
By Tom Cruise. All right, and Free Falling.
That would be a Jerry Maguire reference. If you've seen Jerry Maguire, you know what I'm talking about.
Free Falling will play Hotel California in the next round. Foxy Lady, Jimi Hendrix, or Brown Eyed Girl, Van Morrison?
Brown Eyed Girl.
And Brown Eyed Girl will play Born to Be Wild in the next round. LA Woman by The Doors or Purple Rain by Prince?
Purple Rain.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. And Purple Rain will play Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen in the next round.
Ooh.
Lila by Derek and the Dominoes or Enter the Sandman by Metallica?
Enter Sandman.
And Enter Sandman will play Living on the Prayer in the next round. Two more in this round. Layla. Okay, Layla. You know what I meant. All right. Number 33, American Pie, Don McLean, versus number 39, Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin.
God. As great as American Pie is, I think Whole Lotta Love is a better rock song.
Love you too, Amanda. And again, I'm not ever going to be mad at you for checking my grammar ever, because I can't spell for shit. Number 34, Nice in the White Satin by Moody Blues versus number 38, Iron Man by Black Sabbath.
Iron Man.
All right. And that means that Iron Man will play Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. We are now in the third round. And like always, your highest seed will get a bye in the fourth round, which means that your highest seed will automatically skip the fourth round and go all the way to the quarterfinals. You ready?
Yep.
Bubba O'Reilly, The Who, versus Rock and Roll All Night, Kiss.
Kiss.
Shook Me Up All Night, AC/DC, or I Want You to Want Me, Cheap Trick.
AC/DC.
And AC/DC will be your buy.
Yeah. I like that.
A quarter to the a movie called Role Models is part of Everyday. Parts of Everyday. Like, I got things to do between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m., so part of Everyday. numbers, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen versus Barracuda Heart.
Yeah, where's your heart comment now, Queenie? The heart's not beating Bohemian Rhapsody in any round of this tournament, so Bohemian Rhapsody.
In Bohemian Rhapsody. No, that's a lie. I got to go backwards one more time. Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix versus Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Okay. And then that goes on, and then you just put Bohemian Rhapsody. So Bohemian Rhapsody will play Rock and Roll All Night in the next round. Back in Black, AC/DC or Space Oddity, David Bowie.
Back in Black.
And Back in Black will play Don't Fear the Reaper in the next round. Or Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard, or Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne.
All right, it's after 2 a.m. in the morning. The strippers need to go home and go to bed. Crazy Train.
I don't know what kind of strip club you go to, but my strippers stay up to like 5. So Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd versus Stranglehold, Ted Nugent.
Freebird.
And Freebird will play Crazy Train in the next round. Carry On My Wayward Son, Kansas versus Walk This Way, Aerosmith.
Kansas.
Hotel California, Eagles versus Free Falling, Tom Petty or John Mayer.
Or Tom Cruise, but Free Falling isn't getting out of this round.
So Hotel California?
Yep.
No more John Mayer jokes for me then. Born to Be Wild, Steppenwolf versus Brown Eyed Girl, Van Morrison.
Born to Be Wild.
Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen, or Purple Rain, Prince.
You're going to want to do this bracket because you're not going to like what I'm about ready to say, Queenie. I think now's the time that we might need to consider. I might need to consider that Amanda may have had a point in the first round and Purple Rain may be more pop-ish than rock. And going head-to-head against Bruce Springsteen and Born to Run, it's time for Prince to go night-night. So Born to Run.
Okay. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. Enter the Sandman, Metallica.
Metallica.
And Enter the Sandman will play Carry On My Wayward Son in the next round.
Oh, my God.
And last but not least in this round, Iron Man, Black Sabbath versus Whole Lotta Love, Led Zeppelin.
Iron Man.
and Iron Man will play Hotel California in the next round, which means Born to Run, and I can't make this shit up, Born to Run will play Born to Be Wild in the next round.
I'll bet you the one with Born in the title wins. Oh, Lord. I think you're going to be doing this bracket a couple more times here in the really near
future. Probably. I'm not doubting it.
There's some people that are pretty pissed off at me.
So we're in round four, about to get to the quarterfinals, and you already have You Shook Me All Night by AC/DC, all night long by AC/DC in the quarterfinals. However, though, you would get another bye for the bottom part of this bracket, and I will let you know what that is as soon as you get to it. Are you ready for round four? All right. Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen versus Rock and Roll All Night, Kiss.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Back in Black, AC/DC versus Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, Jesus! Fix it. Back in Black.
If I didn't say it, these get harder and harder.
Well, it ain't gonna get any easier going into the next round either.
Mm-hmm. Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd, or Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne.
One more time, Freebird.
Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd, that's your pick?
Yeah.
All right. So Freebird, move on. Carry On My Wayward Son, Kansas. Enter the Sandman, Metallica. Enter Sandman. I got to get rid of that. Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman will play. You shook me all night long. AC/DC in the next round.
Amanda's got stripper song. She likes it harder and harder.
Hotel California, Eagles, Iron Man, Black Sabbath.
Iron Man. Oh my God, I'm giving myself an ulcer doing this.
Iron Man will play Bohemian Rhapsody in the next round.
Not in my mental capacity, Mama doesn't have needs.
Last but not least in this round, Born to Be Wild, Steppenwolf, or Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. Which Born are you picking? You can't pick Born Identity.
Okay, Born Ultimatum. Born to Run.
And Born to Run will play Back in Black by AC/DC in the next round, which means that Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd is your bye.
So it's moving on to the semifinals.
It's moving on to what we call your Mount Rushmore of classic rock songs, according to this bracket.
Okay.
All right. So, with that also being said, we're about to get into your Mount Rushmore, right? Or your final four semifinals. Once we get there, yeah. I also do these myself so we can compare our final four together. All right.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, You Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC, or Enter Sandman, Metallica?
AC/DC.
Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, or Iron Man, Black Sabbath?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Back in Black, AC/DC, or Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen.
Back in Black.
Which means that Back in Black will play Bohemian Rhapsody in the next round, and Freebird will play You Shook Me All Night in the next round. So your final four, or Mount Rushmore, is Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd, You Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC, Back in Black, AC/DC, and Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen. So you see that where you are a AC/DC fan, right?
Yeah.
I hope we see that. All right. So with that being said, how many of your final four do you think I have in my final four? One?
That is right. I know which one it is.
What is it?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
It is Bohemian Rhapsody. It is Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody is in my final four. However, though, my final four, and for the people that's watching live or listening, listen, classic rock is not my genre, but I love all music. So this is just me personally. This is mine. All right. My final four is Rocket Man, Elton John, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, The Joker, Steve Miller Band, and Purple Rain, Prince.
None of them are bad choices either. Those are all great songs.
Those are my final four, my Mount Rushmore of classic rock songs. Good songs for me, okay? However, though, this is not about me. This is about Casey. Casey, the losers of the semifinals will play in the third place round, just letting you know. All right? So, you shook me all night long, AC/DC, or Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Okay. So, before I make this pick, I'm going to say this right now. This is almost a complete second episode I've done of this, and I haven't exercised this option yet. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anybody else on this show has exercised this option yet. Have they?
Which option is that you're talking about?
I'm going to let you pick one half of my championship final.
People have, but not in this far in the bracket. not in the semifinals.
I hate the freaking matchup. I could literally go either way. So,
okay. Well, I'm going Freebird. Freebird is in your finals.
Okay. Again, which means we now know officially who wins this whole thing, because I know exactly where I'm going with this next pick.
Okay. Well, that being said, You Shook Me Up All Night Long will be played in your third place round. So, but I have to hear you say it.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I gotta say it first. Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen versus Back in Black, AC/DC.
Bohemian Rhapsody and bops? Who says bops?
Amanda does.
Well, have you been drinking, Amanda?
Yeah, she said she had to get a refill. Okay. So, before we get to the finals, which we all know you're going to pick, but let's do the third place game anyway. Third place game is AC/DC versus AC/DC. You have You Shook Me Up All Night Long, AC/DC versus Back in Black, AC/DC. What is the third best song in this bracket?
God, these two are both incredibly close. They're both my two favorite AC/DC songs of all time. Well, two of my top four. Shook Me All Night Long is number three.
Shook Me Up All Night Long is number three, which means that Back in Black is number four. So, Casey, because I have to hear you say it, what is the best classic rock song in this bracket? Is it number seven, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, versus number 14, Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Nothing against Freebird, nothing against both AC/DC song. I'm not even justifying that with a response because you know I'll be a smart ass. I love both AC/DC songs. I love Freebird, but Bohemian Rhapsody is one of the greatest songs, period, of all time. I can't justify Freebird beating it. I can't justify either AC/DC song beating it. So it's Bohemian Rhapsody.
And Bohemian Rhapsody is the best classic rock song in this bracket, according to Casey. Number one is Bohemian Rhapsody. Number two is Freebird. Number three is You Shook Me All Night Long. And number four is Back in Black. How do you feel about that, Casey?
It's not horrible. I mean, the only other thing I was thinking while we were going through this is I could probably take two or three of these songs out and put some of the other songs from earlier in the tournament further in and make a different final. There's so many different options on the buffet of this bracket. And This is probably one of the hardest brackets I have ever seen done on Mastabaters.
Well, this bracket is still going on right now. We'll see, because we both have, like, I think my final two was Prince Purple Rain versus Bohemian Rhapsody, and I didn't pick out of those two because that's hard right there. That's disrespectful to do that. But we will see how far Bohemian Rhapsody goes, because I'm pretty sure it'll go kind of far. Casey, if you can talk about your podcast and where to find it.
So I am the host of the amazing podcast, An Evening at the Movies, with my smart ass co-host who's been talking shit the whole freaking episode almost, Amanda. We pick one movie a week and we discuss, deep dive, laugh, joke, cry, and all have all the feelings about the movie. We rate and review it, and then we post it on all your podcast listening platforms for the listeners to listen to and enjoy. And we are currently working on wrapping up the extended cut of Halloween Horror Fest 2022 and moving into Everything Eddie Murphy month in December, where Dre is coming up with Get Out next week for Halloween Horror Fest, and as well, he will be coming on for Coming to America here in a couple weeks as well, so be watching for that. Other than that, we've got a couple first-time guests coming up in the next couple of weeks as well, so stay tuned and follow us on social media and stay up to date. And then after that, the last thing is we have our 2-year anniversary coming up in February, and hopefully we will be going live for that episode as well. So anybody out there that wants to will be welcome to join us and have fun and partake in all the shenanigans.
So a couple things about this. I'm gonna leave all that in, but this show won't be coming out until December, so just letting that right now.
I didn't think about that.
But I guess Brandy has a secret. I do want to invite everyone who wants to do one-on-one brackets to come on. Amanda and Dwayne, if you want to come on to do the classic rock songs, I am 100% okay with that. I know Amanda's coming on to do whenever. I don't think she picked one yet, but unless she's coming on to do another one as well. So,
can I say something really quick before you wrap it up, Dre?
Go ahead.
Shenanigans, shenanigans, shenanigans. There's a half a country between the two of us. She ain't just whipping me.
however, though, Amanda and Dwayne, you want to come on? I mean, anytime, and you know that for a fact, you are more than welcome to do any bracket. Anyone that will do any bracket that we already have, because I mean, making these brackets are fun, but they are to take a long time to do. So just do the brackets that we already have, and that's freaking fantastic. Again, my name is DeAndre Robinson. I want to thank Casey for coming on. And yeah, we're out.